Hello and welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We turn to chapter 4 today with verses 26 through 29. Jesus said, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear, and when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." In Mark 4, verses 26 through 29, Jesus shares the parable of the growing seed, offering profound insight into the kingdom of God and its mysterious yet certain growth. He begins by saying, "The kingdom of God as if a man should scatter seed on the ground." This imagery of scattering seed illustrates the initial act of spreading God's word. Just as a farmer sows seed with the hope of a future harvest, believers are called to spread the teachings of Christ, trusting that God will bring fruit in due time. The act of scattering seed represents the work of evangelism, where the word of God is shared with others, often without immediate visible results. Jesus continues, "He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how." This verse emphasizes the mysterious and self-sufficient nature of spiritual growth. The farmer goes about his daily routine, sleeping and waking, yet seed grows independently of his efforts. This speaks of the divine process of transformation that God orchestrates in the hearts of individuals. Just as the farmer does not fully understand the mechanics behind the seed's growth, we too may not fully comprehend how the Word of God takes root and flourishes within someone. It is a reminder that while we play a role in planting seeds, the growth is ultimately God's work. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. This progression from blade to full grain illustrates the stages of spiritual growth and maturity. Just as plants go through natural stages of growth before they are ready for harvest, so too do individuals progress in their faith journey. This process is gradual and unfolds according to God's timing and wisdom. It reassures us that spiritual growth is a process that cannot be rushed or forced, but rather nurtured with patience and trust in God's perfect timing. Finally, Jesus concludes, "But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts it in the sickle, because the harvest has come." This signifies the culmination of the growth process and the readiness for harvest. It is a powerful reminder that there will come a time when the fruits of our labor and God's work will be fully realized. The harvest represents the fulfillment of God's promises and the ultimate gathering of his people. It encourages believers to remain faithful and diligent, knowing that their efforts are not in vain and that God's kingdom will indeed come to fruition in his appointed time. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. You know, the Lord taught us a prayer that we pray to this day. Informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, from evil. Deliver us, as we pray, from every evil, Lord. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Mark 4. Let's see, we've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's verses 26 through 29. Today's title is No One Knows How God's Kingdom Grows. A man scatters seed on the ground. The kingdom of God is like this. Night and day, growth is found in mystery and silent bliss. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and it grows. Though he does not know how, it's enough. The divine secret only God knows. All by itself the soil yields grain, first the stalk, then the head. Then the full kernel in the ear remain. By God's own hand it is fed. As soon as the grain is ripe, the sickle is put to the field, for the harvest time is ripe. God's kingdom revealed, unconcealed. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 16th, 2024, and we're recording this morning at 4:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. There's some special prayer intentions that we will put out there today. Our special prayer intentions are needed as we continue to grow in the Lord. We're contemplating some very personal things in Christ's name, continuing to grow in His name, and continuing to share the goodness and the abilities that we have within our own selves. And we continue to pray for those special intentions that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. We will close today at 8:04 in Jesus' sweet name. Wrap some angels around some fours there. 8:04, two fours and an eight, and a four that closes. Three fours in a row gives us angelic persistence, presence. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.